Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Going to have an interesting show today. We're going to have some visitors calling in. Already have some listeners calling in, so we'll get the phone lines real quick here. Got a few opening things, and then we'll jump right in. Telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. This first hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. Victor Pet Foods, the dog foods and cat food that I recommend. My dogs really love it. We've tried several of the different choices. All of the products that come from Victor Pet Foods are gluten, soy, corn, and wheat free. None of that goes into any of the products they make. None of the chemical preservatives are on the property. They don't put any chemical preservatives in any of the products that they make. They also have grain-free, completely grain-free products, a whole line of those. So very impressed, and you will be too. If you haven't given them a whirl yet, please do. Lots of good vitamins, minerals, and enzymes in the products, probiotics and prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. If your store doesn't carry the Victor, and they are available across the country, but not in all the stores yet. So if your local store doesn't have Victor, tell them to go to victordogfood.com, and you can go there too, and I recommend it. Great pictures of dogs and a lot of good information. Now, I don't have good information about how well I've been doing helping some dogs get placed. So let's give me a hand here. From last week, Canty is still waiting for a home, and Lady from the week before is too. So that's not good. Go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and go to the SPCA adoption button there and check out all three dogs. This week's dog is Minnie Pearl. Minnie Pearl, 2-year-old, 44-pound bull terrier mix, and she looks like a sweetie. Says she's a fun-loving gal, loves to play chase and fetch and all that stuff. Walks well on a leash already. So let's check them all three out, Canty, Lady, and this week's dog, Minnie Pearl, on our website on dirtdoctor.com. My tea is good this morning. It's hibiscus petals and some thyme, and didn't put yerba mate in. I started to say that. What else did I put in there? Put in one bay leaf, and I put in some mint, some lemon mint. Peppermint is what I'm trying to say, black peppermint in it. So it's a good one. A little bit of honey, too, and so that's a good honey for you to try out. We've had some interesting weather. We were out of town. Judy and I were out of town for a few days. We went to Colorado to visit some friends, and 3 days of snow there. The final day when we came home was beautiful. Got a couple of interesting shots on Facebook for you of some of the views that we had. A lot of elk traveling through, and saw a lot of wild turkey. Beautiful time to be there, even though we had a little bit of snow just about every day there. And while we were gone, we had some great rain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it was kind of interesting to see the growth and the improvement in just the way the plants look like they feel from the time we left till the time we got back because of one really good rain we had here, and then another one that was pretty good. So wherever you are in the country, hope you're having decent weather. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it is gorgeous this morning. Great time to do a lot of gardening activities, and that's at least part of what we'll talk about today. Marty Whitkin is going to join us later in the show and talk about health issues too, so we'll work that in as we go. Let's see. I brought up on Bob Webster's show yesterday when we were visiting our discussion with you guys last week about Carolina jessamine. Bob not only does his gardening show, but he also sits in with Dr. Dan Kirby on his show on the weekend. And I asked Bob if they talked about poisonous plants very much on the on the show, and he said they did quite a bit, but he talked like Carolina jessamine and a lot of the other poisonous plants that people use, and there's a lot of them. If you look at the kind of plants that we recommend as landscaping plants, there's a very high percentage that are edible plants, and there's a whole bunch that are kind of in a neutral category, totally benign but not really delectable. And then there's the category of toxic plants, and the toxicity ranges all over the place. A lot of the lilies, for example, are very toxic. Some are not. You have to just be careful about what you eat and what you let kids eat and that sort of thing. As far as animals go, dogs and cats, they will tend to avoid the dangerous plants because they don't taste good. And Carolina jessamine is in that category, and Bob said that they, neither he or Dan Kirby had ever had a case where they had pets get in trouble from that specific plant. On the other hand, our little tater, our little dog, was acting really funny this morning. He was acting strange, and he spends a lot of time back at the fence. I think probably there's wild animals back there of some kind, probably armadillos, and he really likes to go back there and visit. And I don't know if he's gotten into something that he shouldn't have eaten or not, but he was kind of slow getting started this morning, so I hope he's okay. But Carolina jessamine, if you have it, I wouldn't go out and tear it all out. If you've got it around pets, I do. We have it around near the dog run area, as a matter of fact, and it's been there quite a while, so I don't think that you need to worry about taking all the toxic plants out. If you did worry about that, you'd be taking out an awful lot of your landscaping plants. Let's see, what else before we go to the phone? I think those were the main things. We'll catch up on in Howard's garden a little bit more about what we've got going on at home as we get into the show here. But first, it's Pam, our first caller this morning in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. What can I do for you?
Well, I have been doing my yard organically with organic fertilizer, and I have not used any pesticides or chemical fertilizers or weed killers. And then I bought some bedding plants, some vegetables, tomato and pepper and herbs and some flowers. And then I thought, you know, I don't know what is in the dirt in the bedding plants that I have bought, if they have pesticides on them or chemical fertilizers. And I was wondering if there's a place where I can get bedding plants that don't have any chemicals in the soil.
Well, that's a great question, Pam, and I don't have a good answer for you. There are no wholesale growers that I know of that are producing any quantity that come onto the market here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There may be some in other parts of the country. There's a lot of people listening, you know, out there coast to coast. Maybe mm-hmm. some folks can give us some tips about that. It has been my experience talking to the growers and looking at what is in the soil when you buy a new plant that there's very few, if any, out there that are doing it. Most growers are still using peat moss, which we don't recommend. They're still using perlite, which we don't recommend. It's not, neither one of those things are toxic, but, you know, we recommend compost and other volcanic rock materials that work a lot better. So people in the growing industry tend to stick with what they've done for a long time. They understand the formula of how to mix it and get the production that they need to sell the plants. And there hadn't been any great interest in switching over from that standpoint. To go along with that, we know that most growers are still using synthetic fertilizers and toxic pesticides when they need to. Some, we've been informed, are using some of the neonicotinoids and things that are so dangerous to bees on a regular basis, on a preventative basis.
Yeah.
So your intuition that they may not be real clean is good. All we can do and know for sure what we're doing is to use the organic program And if you know you have something that is contaminated, if you had some people write me this week that had a neighbor that was using weed and feed and was doing a lot of damage to the plants, not just making toxicity in the soil, but actually killing some plants. And what you do in that case is use what we call our detox program, and it's in the library under soil detox.
Oh, okay.
And if you look at it, it explains the whole thing. You can hold on if you want to, and if not, just listen, and I'll kind of go through the detox program when I come back, okay?
Okay.
I'll put you on hold if you want to, but just listen on the radio either way. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number is 866-444-3478. We'll talk about detoxing soil and other things when I return. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant, like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I think Pam stayed with us. You still there, Pam? Hello, Pam. Wow. Sounds, maybe she's not there. I thought Matt said she was there. Anyway, we were talking about healthy soil versus contaminated soil and contaminated plants that you buy from nurseries where chemicals have been used. The bad news part of it is that if there are any toxic materials in the plants, all you can do for that is to get your organic program going, and as the plants pull up the proper nutrients and the microbiotic activity starts to happen in the soil and on the roots of the plants and inside the plants, the breakdown of the chemicals, which are large, complex molecules, takes place. Now, how long that happens before you have a completely clean plant, who knows? It would vary on what chemicals were involved, how heavily they were used, how often they were used, and how good your soil is and how good your organic program is. So it's all relative. But you can clean the plants up. You can clean them up in a relatively short period of time as they grow, as they grow new cells, they're going to tend to clean themselves up, and using the organic program where you got all this biological activity, they're going to clean up even faster. So that's really all you can do to deal with the contamination in the plants. On the soil, it's a little bit different thing. We can clean up the soil pretty fast. In fact, real fast. And then the detox program, like I said, is on the website. It's under a couple of things in the library on dirtdoctor.com. It's under detox contaminated soil. You can probably find it under detox contaminated soil, soil detox in several places. And you'll find just something that we wrote a long time ago that was in an article probably for Dallas Morning News or something like that. And you'll also find newsletters that we've done a couple of times updating the detox program. How it works is basically this. You put down some kind of an activated carbon product after you've stopped using the toxic material, of course. And the thing that you want to buy and use is a carbon product that's as fine a texture as you can find. there are some activated charcoal products out there that are used in industry that are just incredibly powerful. They're hard to find is the problem. The ones, if you can find a very fine textured activated carbon product, that's the first thing to put out. And you put it out like a fertilizer, at, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The ones that are real fine, you have to mix with water and spray them out. What most homeowners would have to use is called humate, dry humates. And the dry humates are available. They're available all over the place. And there's a whole bunch of different products. Some of them look like ground up charcoal. Some look like ground up coal, which is what they are, low grade lignite coal. Some look like sand texture, and some are real, real fine and look as fine as talcum powder. That's what you want. The finer the material you can get, the better, because when you put it out, it instantly locks up the toxins, ties them up so they're not in the system and not contaminating anymore. They're still there, but they're locked up and they're not available for the plants to be pulling them up and that sort of thing. Well, how do you break them down from there? Well, to get the molecules actually broken apart and decontaminated, you have to stimulate biological activity. And the way you do that is with the organic amendments. All the amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, sugars, organic fertilizers, all those kinds of things. As you read the details of my detox program, you'll notice that we put out a Garrett juice as a liquid application. And in this case, we add orange oil or D-limonene to it. We added it 1 ounce up to as much as 2 ounces per gallon. And at that rate, especially 1 ounce, per gallon, it actually stimulates biological activity. It helps the breakdown of this, of the whatever the contamination is. What will also help is to put out actual microbes, something like the BioSI or some related products that have beneficial bacteria in them. Putting them out will just speed up the process. Putting out sugars like dry molasses speeds up the process tremendously. It's one of the reasons that we recommend the dry molasses and cornmeal both on the front end of an organic program, because not only are you building the health of the soil as far as producing good crops and good complex carbohydrates in the food crops, the herbs and food crops and things like that, as well as the landscape plants to have better flowering and production and everything. But the other thing is that you're helping to break down any contamination that might be there, because you're stimulating this biological activity, and that's how it gets broken down. We even, in the reports that we've done that are in the library on dirtdoctor.com, we even cite some of the university research that backs all this up about how the carbon products really help and the locking up and then the breaking down of the contaminants. Well, we'll take another break here, see where Pam is. Shows she's here, but for some reason not getting her up, and we'll see. Well, when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And the number is 866-444-3478. Let's see if we get all the buttons working, get Pam back this time. Pam, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Did I cover everything for you there, or did you have another related question or something?
No, that's everything. I just wanted to know about the soil and then whether it's safe to eat the vegetables, you know, and the herbs that I've bought.
Yeah, but that's just something that you have to guess about. There's no way of knowing it. I don't know anybody that would test for it. There may be one company out in Oregon that does testing for that. In fact, I think there is, but it's very expensive, especially when you can't tell them what to look for. If they're just having to look for toxins, you know, it's an extremely expensive proposition there. So All you can do is just beef up your soil with the organic amendments like I was talking about as much as possible. The fine textured carbon is a key for the soil. It won't help that much with any toxins that are in the plant. Just growing the plant and it producing, you know, new growth and the food and everything being clean because it's grown in that healthy soil is the key to it being as clean as it can be.
Okay, yeah. And I live near a golf course, so I don't know what they put on the golf course, you know.
Which golf course is
this it? This is the Golf Club of Dallas. It used to be Oak Cliff Country Club.
Okay,
the Country Club of Dallas.
I don't think they're organic, so unfortunately there are very few that are. So that's another possibility. Just stay as organic as you can be yourself.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, Pam,
it's been
thank
very
you.
Helpful.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
the Oak Cliff Country Club, the golf club of Dallas, whatever it's called now. Good golf course down there. I hadn't played it in a while. But, yeah, unfortunately, most of the superintendents are still using synthetic fertilizers and the toxic pesticides. Hopefully that'll change someday because there's plenty of proof out there that the other way not only works but works better and will cut the water bills by 50%. That's the thing that is probably going to finally – cause something to happen when the cities finally stop giving the golf courses a free pass on this watering issue. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Here's Dell in Waco. Hi, Dell.
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
It is beautiful here this morning.
Well, it is here, too. It's great weather these days.
Listen, first year planting potatoes. Planted me two rows.
Okay.
I bought 2 pounds of white, 2 pounds of red. The white was a variety called Kennebec.
Yeah.
And the reds, I don't know what they were, but anyway.
Russet or something, maybe.
Probably. But I chopped those suckers up, and I got about 60 potato plants out of each one. Almost all of them have made, and they are just going gangbusters out there.
Good.
Is that a good high?
That's great.
What's the deal on harvesting these? I've seen a few flowers. How long do I wait? I've never done potatoes before.
Well, this is interesting because Bob brought it up with one of his listeners yesterday, and the subject came up because production is not doing very well for some of his listeners down there. I was kind of curious about that. The only thing you do is pretty simple. You dig down to the root system carefully and see what's going on down there. And you can harvest as soon as you want to harvest. You can harvest, you know, the little small potatoes whenever you want to. The longer you leave them, obviously, the larger they're going to get. The only negative about that is the longer you leave them in the ground, the more chance there is of wire worms and various other critters attacking. So you simply harvest them when you want to harvest them. The little finger potatoes, the little small ones, you know, new potatoes are simply young potatoes that, you know, haven't been there as long as the big ones. So it's totally a subjective call by you.
Okay. Well, what? I got plenty to experiment with. I can afford to.
Yeah, the best thing to do is take a turning fork. Just rake off of the surface, and you can see that some of them will be growing real close to the surface. In fact, some of them may even be showing. If they are showing, that's not a good thing because they'll turn green. And if they turn green, you don't want to eat that because it'll give you a bellyache. It develops a different kind of chemical in the potato when sunlight can hit them. But the point is you can rake soil away and see the ones that are nearest the soil and see what size they are. And if it looks big enough, take a turning fork, try to go out far enough to where the turning fork's not going to stab into potatoes when it goes into the ground. Lift them up gently, and that's all you do to harvest.
Just basically, am I uprooting the plant altogether?
That's right.
Okay.
The whole thing comes up because those potatoes are all over the root system of the plant.
Gotcha.
They're part of the root system, actually.
One more quick question.
Okay.
Okay, when I put these beds in about 5 years ago, I had lucked upon you and followed all your instructions pretty religiously. I used lava sand and green sand and compost and decomposed granite and expanded shale and I built them right, and I basically have not done any fertilizing. So occasional foliar feedings with fish emulsion or liquid seaweed, but this year I decided I ought to maybe throw some fertilizer at them since I hadn't. So I went out and bought something called Texas Tea. It's a 624.
It's a good one.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
No, it's a good effect. We're going to be talking about them quite a bit and helping them with some new products here in the future. Really excited about them, but real good quality fertilizer. The only thing I'd recommend that you didn't mention there, Dale, don't do fish emulsion, period. Fish emulsion, if that's what it truly is, has some chemicals in it. The emulsifying way that they produce that product, it's not real clean. So what you want to use is liquid fish or fish hydrolysate. Look for that word on the fish products. And you also want to add vinegar and seaweed, apple cider vinegar, seaweed, and molasses to the mixture, which makes Garrett juice. And it's a whole lot more, beneficial as far as the taste, the quality, and the quantity of what you're growing if you use the entire formula, not just a couple of pieces of it. But fish emulsion is something you don't want to use for sure.
Ooh, I'm glad you told me because I had been doing that.
Yeah. It also smells real bad.
Well, to me it smells like the promise of food. So
well, that's fine, but you don't want emulsion. You want the hydrolysate.
Okay. How often should you fertilize?
Well, you need to put a dry fertilizer down for ideal conditions for most organic gardeners at least once a year. And then the liquid spray of whatever you end up using, it should be done about once a month at least. And some people that are really into it will do it as often as once every 2 weeks. Now, if you're having decent production with doing what you're doing, you don't have to do those other things. All I'm saying is that it'll probably increase your production and make the food quality, complex carbohydrates in the food, even better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Howard.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you very much. One thing I need to mention before we got loaded lines, but before we go back, I got a new book out. I forgot to tell you. It actually came out early. That's the one I've been kind of teasing you about a little bit. It's on the top of the our Facebook page, the Organic Lawn Care book, and it I got a box of them just a couple of days ago while we were out of town. So that means they are available. You can buy them direct from UT Press if you want to mail order one right away. They're probably in other mail order situations all over the place out there. Don't know any of the retail stores that have them in stock yet because it was kind of a surprise that they hit the ground as early as they did. So you might mention to your local retailer if you want to go that route that they are there, but the book can be bought immediately. If you want to buy mail order, the publisher sells it, UT Press, University of Texas Press, and I'm sure a lot of the other direct mail order places that you may use will sell it as well. It's a little book, very inexpensive. It's all about the organic approach to lawn and grass care, and we've got some interesting little anecdotes for you in there and that sort of thing. So check it out and let me know what you think about it. Next up is Chuck in South Lake. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. How's it going, Howard? Good morning.
Things are going very well. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Hey, I've got a viral problem with marigolds. Any suggestion?
How do you know it's a virus on the marigolds, Chuck?
The leaves are yellowing out throughout.
Okay. It may or may not be virus. It could be. One of the things I would do right away would be to get some Garrett juice, commercial product or your home brew, and get some hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store or the drugstore. And I just did this, as a matter of fact. I have a little apple tree, a Yates apple, that one of the listeners recommended that I try. That had fire blight show up on it, where some of the foliage looked like it's been burned and it just droops. And so what I did was I mixed some the hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice into a quart handheld spray bottle, and I sprayed my shears, there was fire blight showing in two places, and I cut the fire blight off and spritzed the cut area with the hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice. And then I sprayed the whole plant. I sprayed all the foliage. I sprayed the trunk, and I sprayed some on the ground plane as well. And while I had it mixed up, I have a whole bunch of new roses that we set up to show all of the roses that I've been recommending and that we put in this list we did. And so I went ahead and spritzed them as well. I was telling Bob about this on his show yesterday when we were visiting, and I had an interesting thing happen. As I was spraying, I got it on my hands, and I started feeling that telltale burning sensation that I knew exactly what it was the minute it started happening. It was the same effect that you get on your skin if you spill concentrated hydrogen peroxide on your skin. It oxidizes and turns your skin white, and then it starts tingling, and then it starts burning like you stuck your hand in fire. It wasn't that bad, but it was the beginning of the symptoms that I had seen when I had spilled concentrated stuff on my hands, and it scared me. I thought, man, if it's strong enough to be oxidizing, burning my skin a little bit, that may be hurting the foliage of the plant as well. So
right. We
kept an eye on it. We monitored it real closely, and we didn't see any negative effect at all. So for some reason, mixing the 3% hydrogen peroxide out of the grocery store with the Garrett juice caused a little bit of burning on your hand. So just a little bit of a warning there, something I've never seen.
What percentage? Is it 1-to-1 or...?
Well, I tell you what, can you hold on a minute, and we'll talk about it in a little more detail when I come back. And if you can't hold, I'll tell everybody when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this break.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil. The richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just posting something. I think I posted it. I may not have hit the button that we were already rolling here, and I didn't put a message about the show getting started this morning because there were so many early callers. And also put a note on there that Marty Whittakin will be joining me to talk about health issues at the beginning of the next hour, the 9 o'clock hour. Chuck, you still there with us?
Howard, talking about miracles and viral.
Yeah, the mixture that I use, Chuck, and we're still experimenting with this whole deal about how to use the hydrogen peroxide. What I did on this mixture this time was I put a 16-ounce bottle of hydrogen peroxide straight from the grocery store into this quart spray bottle, and then I added added an ounce of concentrated Garrett juice, a commercial Garrett juice in this case, and then I filled the rest up with a little bit of water. So it was, you know, a fairly concentrated deal. We've actually sprayed hydrogen peroxide in the past, and a lot of the listeners have too, straight 3% from the grocery store. You know, just put it in a little spray bottle and spray it just like it comes out of the bottle.
Right.
But if you dilute it just a little bit, but more importantly, I don't know that you need to dilute it. Just put some Garrett juice in with it so you get the foliar feeding benefit. And we've gotten pretty good anecdotal evidence now that it makes the hydrogen peroxide or whatever you're using more effective at getting into the plant and doing what you're trying to get it to do than if it's not there. It has kind of a synergistic effect. So give that a try on the marigolds. It'll probably work for you really well. You could add just a little bit, a dash of orange oil to make it even more effective. And then there's a product called BioWash that you could also put in at a teaspoon per gallon. The original spray formula that I recommended for Rose Rosette, for example, had all of those things in them together. Not sure you need them all. Hydrogen peroxide may do it by itself. But when you mix all those things together, it seems to work even better.
Great. Is it important to get to the underside of the leaves as well as the top?
Yeah, it's always, when you're spraying anything, good to spray very thoroughly. Get the top and the bottom of the leaves, the stems, the ground plane around the plant, and the whole deal.
Okay, great. Hey, Howard, thank you very much. Have a great one.
Let me know how it works. Let's talk to Laurie in Dallas next. Hi, Laurie.
Good morning, Howard. I have a quick question. I have like 3/4 of an acre of pasture out in the country, and I know red bugs will be coming out, and I know you mentioned sulfur in the past. I don't know the measurement, and do you put molasses with it and so forth?
Well, if you dust with sulfur, you do it at a rate of about 200 pounds per acre, which is, 4 or 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you go over 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet, that's really too much. What happens if you use too much sulfur, Laurie, is, and it will help you with the no-see-ums and red bugs and chiggers and things like that, but if you use it too often at that, even at the right rate, it goes from something that will benefit the soil and stimulate biological activity to something that starts being negative on the microbes in the soil. And if you continue to do it over and over again, sulfur will actually sterilize the soil. So I'm always really reluctant when I'm talking about using any kind of a single element, and especially something like sulfur, where you have to use it very, very diluted. The other thing you might want to look at, there's a Texas wildflower called horse mint or lemon mint. It's a real pretty wildflower that blooms in the summer, late spring and summer, and it has light lavender to really dark purple flowers. One of the listeners sent me a photograph several months ago, I guess from last year, of one that they had in their garden that was just gorgeous. We still have it on Facebook if you want to take a look at it. But the point is, growing it, it's a very easy wildflower to grow from seed, and it will repel chiggers very well. Not only just having it growing, but you can pull the flowers off and crush them and rub them on your skin and clothing, and it works as well as a sulfur.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful wildflower on top of it.
What are your thoughts about molasses?
For the chigger
situation? Working on the health of the soil.
I think it'll help. I think anything you do, whether it's compost, rock powders, or sugars, to improve the health of the soil, you're improving the moisture-holding capacity of the soil, and that's not really beneficial for the chiggers. So, yeah, I think you'll get indirect benefit from it without any question.
Okay, then. Thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Wilson, Oklahoma, and talk to Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hello, Howard. Hey, I got a whole bunch of black walnut seed, I gathered last fall.
Okay.
Can I plant them?
You can. Holding the walnut seed that long, you've always got the risk of there being weevils or something that have gotten into the seed. But go ahead and soak them in water with a little Garrett juice and get them planted right away, and let's see if they're still viable.
Okay, and how long do I soak them, and how deep do I plant them?
Plant them just under the soil. In fact, you can even leave part of the seed showing, and I would soak them for at least 2 hours.
Okay. That's what I need to know, sir. I certainly appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Bye now.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. It's the end of the first hour. We got a couple more for you. We're going to start off with a little visit with Marty Whittaker, my friend who is a nutritionist, and we're going to talk about fats, among other health issues. So tune in for that, and we'll talk later. Howard Garrett back after this.